Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Glad you're taking a time to tune in and listen to a couple knuckleheads talk a little bit about grilling and what we do to have a little fun and inspire some people in our neighborhood to get out in their backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker or even a deep fryer. And that might be where we're going next is a big pot of water, right?
How about that? Pot of water me.
Yeah.
A little pot of water. Hey, before we get cruising, I want to tell you everybody about this little thing I found. If you're a concealed carrier, it's called the Blackhawk, and I was stumbling through Cabela's the other day because I had to bring my tent back and get a refund. And I'm always looking through all the guns anytime I go to any shops. Yeah, it was a fail, but they took it back, no questions. But this is called a Blackhawk, and it's for concealed carriers. Holds a little pistol. This is a size.
Holster.
Yeah,
right.
It's a size 6 I've got in my hand here, but it's basically almost looks like a pocket liner. You know, it's like neoprene, and it's got this skin on the outside that kind of sticks to your skin. And what you do is you just slide this down in your pants, either on your hip or on your back or in your front, wherever you like to carry. And the inside's real slick, so the gun will pull out real easy, but this thing sticks to your skin. It's called a Blackhawk. It was $19. It's the best holster I've ever found for a pistol, and I'm going to go buy a couple more because they make them in all sorts of different sizes.
For different size guns,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so I think that'd be nice for that big hog nose I've got.
Yeah, but man, I don't know. We're going to stop there. I don't want to talk about a hog nose being stuffed down your pants.
I meant to say hog leg. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, my senior status is showing. I might have something here. It's starting to mix my words up a lot. Yeah,
Bob, we were going to talk to Archibald's down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and they're unavailable. So
yes.
We're going to take a little turn here and do a boil.
Yes, we had Archibald's all set up. They're in Tuscaloosa. The reason I had them scheduled is because they're ranked as, I think, at USA Today, not that that's worth anything, but... they were ranked by a national newspaper as the number 6 ribs in the country. And when I looked at the 5 they were behind, I mean, they were behind 5 of my favorites like Franklin's and Big Daddy's and a few other people that are just notorious. Somebody else in Kansas City, I can't remember who, but they're obviously all the top guys. So if you're ever cruising down through Alabama and find yourself in Tuscaloosa, Archibald's is a great place to go, so I am told. It's the Alabama show, and we're going to talk about Alabama, whether they can make it or not. Dang it.
So let's talk about this boil that I just brought up for the third time now. You want to talk about it?
Well, not if you're going to be like that.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to be the listener's advocate here. And we've been down rabbit trails. Let's get back to the boil trail.
And back to the holster. So, if you've never done a boil, up here we call them fish boils. Down there, they just call them a boil.
Mm-hmm.
And in the UP, they actually have something really similar, just different seasonings and profiles. And that's a Scandinavian way. But it's basically the same thing. It's a large pot, fill it with water, get it boiling, and you throw your food in there. And no matter which culture you find doing it, they have relatively the same ingredients. Down on the Gulf and in the Alabama and Louisiana and Mississippi markets, their boils always start with a pack of Old Bay,
mm-hmm.
right? You throw the whole bag of seasonings in, and it usually has potatoes, and they use the little redskins. Carrots,
not cut up. They're
nope,
just whole.
Nope. Carrots, onion, celery, and small, fresh sweet corn.
Right.
And the corn you cut up into little 1.5-inch, 2-inch segments. But you kind of stage these things as you throw them in the boil, right? So you throw your potatoes and onions in first.
Right. They're going to take the longest to cook. They're the most dense. And
right.
Sure.
And then you throw the carrots in. And after that, you've got celery. You can throw that in any time, really. That's really a flavor profile thing. And the corn goes in like 15 minutes before you're done. The seafood all goes in the last 10 minutes. And what I like to throw in is scallops.
Mm-hmm.
And
if they cook too long, they get real rubbery.
Yeah. So that's why I say 10 minutes. So scallops, shrimp, you're going to want to clean them and devein them. And I know you're real good at that. I've seen you do a couple hundred of them at a time.
Yeah. Not my favorite job, but it's a necessity if you're going to eat them.
It takes a couple beers to get it done.
Right.
And the jumbo shrimp probably are the best because they're bigger to work with, right?
Well, and they, you know, any seafood that hits the water hot tends to shrink. It tightens up, the tissue tightens up, and it shrinks a little bit. So if you start with smaller shrimp, they get really small by the time you're done cooking them.
Right.
And I've but anyway, so you put all that together.
Yeah, and you can do chunks of lobster.
Mm-hmm.
You can do crab claws or crab meat or crab legs.
Yep.
They work really nice.
Any of the seafood, yep.
And then if you have a nice dense fish that you want to throw in something real white in color, that's not too flaky. You wouldn't want to do mahi-mahi or flounder or anything like that because it's just going to break apart.
Right.
But I'm thinking swordfish or something like that. And then you let that go for about 10 minutes, you're done. And you have a pot of dinner.
Right. And generally there's the strainer inside the pot or you're pouring it out. Because you're not, the water was just there to cook everything in. You're not actually eating any of the liquid, right?
Right.
It's all the solid you're going to pull out of
it. It's already done its work.
Right, yep.
So what they do down south is they put newspaper on a picnic table,
mm-hmm.
and they dump the whole pot on a picnic table.
Right.
And you just basically pick.
Seagulls.
You grab, right.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of newspaper on anything, the whole black ink thing. When you're in the UK, they do that with fish.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems kind of poisonous to me.
Yeah. Okay. I've probably eaten worse, but it depends on what they're writing about in the newspaper.
Huh. Well, then the other big thing they're into down there is beans and rice.
Right.
I cheat with that. I think New Orleans is the home of Zatarain's.
Zatarain's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's out of New Orleans, if
right.
I'm not mistaken. And they have all kinds of different blends of them, but just the beans and rice.
Beans and rice, yeah.
Yeah, the basic mix. I mean, you could do your own, too, if you wanted to just boil some rice and put some red beans in.
Let me tell you something I did with boiling. I found a bag of bluegills from this winter in the freezer that I forgot were in there. And I said, boy, bluegill sounds good. So I pulled them out, right? And they were from January. And I pulled them out and thawed them out and... When I was getting ready to cook them, decided, you know what? I don't really want fried fish because that's what I usually do is batter
right.
them up and
deep fry. Takes all the health benefits
right.
out of eating fish.
So what I did is I boiled them. And I,
really?
Yeah, I got just a pot of boiling water, sprinkled some seasoning in it, and then boiled them. And it's just like when you deep fry them. I drop the fillet in there, and it goes under the water, but then when it's done, it floats. Okay, and they just get real white, pure white, and I took them out and immediately put them in a bath of ice water to stop the cooking. I'm going to tell you what, they tasted like shrimp cocktail.
Really?
It was great. Yeah, and I used cocktail
sauce
with them.
You can make a dip out of that.
Yeah, right. Well, that was where I was going next, is I had so many of them that we ate them like that, and then I crumbled them up and put some cream cheese and then the
green onion
and cocktail sauce on there and then sprinkled... Oh. The fish on top of it, the crumbled
nice.
Fish, and you ate it on a cracker. It was fabulous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was just plain old bluegill.
Because some people don't want it smoked.
Right.
You know, we always do that with smoked whitefish.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just not in the flavor mode.
But just a simple
smoked.
Little thing, and I mixed the cream cheese with some Boursin cheese, the little goat cheese, to give it a little flavor.
Yeah.
And then that cocktail sauce on top and crumbled up fish and took a Ritz cracker, spread some of that on there. Man, it's making my mouth water just talking
Mine
about
too.
It. It was that good.
You could even just use the cream cheese and the Boursin and mix the fish right up in with it.
Yeah.
And some scallions or green onions.
Yeah.
And have an awesome dip that way if you didn't want the cocktail sauce.
Right.
Yeah.
You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you listening in. Stick with us. We'll be back.